from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pleasure to welcome in a man that knows more about the Toronto Blue Jays than arguably any human being on planet Earth. That is Mike Wilner. With the Toronto Sun, our guest here to talk about Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on Deadline Debates. Mike, I look at his last series before he got hurt. He played three different positions. The guy is a human Swiss Army knife.
He is. He is. And he's wonderful. And he's having the best year of his career. And you're going to love him in Pittsburgh. I got to correct you on two things. Oh. I would suggest that likely Paul Beeston and Howard Starkman know more about the Blue Jays than I do.
Oh,
but,
no.
But that's okay.
Well, they were unavailable. I couldn't get a hold of those guys.
Their first employee ever. And then
Beeston's son works for the Penguins. Maybe I should have called him to see if I could get him on, Mike.
There you go. And also, I write for the Toronto Star.
Oh, I'm getting my planets wrong. My bad. Anyways.
Okay. IKF is wonderful. And you know what? He, from day one at spring training, he talked about wanting to be in a winning environment, choosing the Blue Jays because he believed that that was where they were headed, over teams that gave him more substantial and more offers of more regular playing time than the Blue Jays did. But he wanted to be in a position to win. So going to a team now that is in a race after the disastrous season here in Toronto, he's going to be re-energized. And, I mean, he was, the last month or so, one of the best players in the game. And watching him take batting practice as he got ready for this rehab assignment before the Blue Jays left on their current road trip, he was just hitting bomb after bomb. So maybe he's tapping into a little bit of power as well.
Mike, he's a career 264 hitter. He's hitting almost 300 this year. You know the guy. You've talked to him. What has he said about this offensive transformation where, as a war player, he's as high as Brian Reynolds? He's over 3, and the Pirates got him for their 29th-rated prospect.
Yeah, the war has more to do, I think, with his ability to play exceptional defense at several positions than what he's done at the plate. But he's been comfortable, and he was in a rhythm, and that's unfortunate that got sort of jammed up when he hurt his knee on July 1st. He hasn't played in a month, so he's going to have to work to get back into that rhythm, and maybe that's what a weekend in Altoona will do for him. But he's a contact hitter. It's hard to get a pitch past him, and he started to hit the ball a little harder. He's not going to be someone who you plug in the 3-4-5 spot in your lineup and expect to be a major run producer. But
where should he hit, Mike? first?
What he's hitting now? If he keeps this up, I would hit him first or second. Otherwise, you know, 6, 7, 8 down there and get a little bit of boost. But, you know, it's easy to look at a 2-month slice and say, okay, this is what he is now, as opposed to looking at his whole career where he's been, you know, a below average hitter as far as slugging is concerned. But he's someone who hits for a decent average in an era in baseball where very few people hit for a decent average. He doesn't walk much, but he doesn't strike out much. He's going to put the ball in play. He's going to get things moving. And when he's in a groove, like he has been for the last 2 months and like he was last year for the Yankees between like the middle of May and the middle of August, he's going to do some really good things offensively for you.
Well, the Pirates are one of the worst teams at strikeout rate in baseball, and they don't have the power numbers to offset that, Mike. So that is music to our ears. Only 37 strikeouts this year. Good Lord, you weren't kidding. Has never had a 100 strikeout season either, so he is a contact guy. You said the defense is really the guy's MO. He's a great defensive player at multiple positions. What's his best defensive position? Ideally, where do you put this guy?
You're not going to like this in Pittsburgh, but third base is his best position. He won a Gold Glove there in 2020, and he feels like that's where he's at his best. But he's also a very good shortstop and a very good second baseman, and he can play center field too. So, I mean, there's not a spot where you can put Isaiah Kinderfeld. He came up as a catcher. There's not a spot you can put him where he's going to be a minus defensively.
Mike Wilner from the Toronto Star, and he ranked himself third among people with Blue Jays knowledge on planet Earth. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Anytime. I appreciate you thinking of me.
Yep, Mike Wilner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.